HW Mobile. 4 HKX Mobile. Morning, Patrick. Happy hump day. KN4 TFW. Morning, Ken. Happy hump day to you also. And man, does it feel cold up here this morning. And 43 here in Welford. Showing 42, but the wind is blowing and making it much cooler, it feels like.
It's been windy up there where you're at.
Was yesterday. The ride home was fun.
Your truck's like a big sail. Catches a lot of wind.
Yes, it does. Don't worry about that today.
Why is that?
I have an eye appointment at 2:30 back up here in Bavard, so I'm just going to drive the excursion today and make deliveries and take orders because I can cover more ground.
Quicker, a little easier to get out of parking lots for sure.
Don't get the guys wanting to stand around on the truck. Fun on the net last night. Chad, he's going to France today, and he's doing the Normandy tour of World War II over there. Well, his wife's going to make him try the local cuisine, and he was asking about escargot on there eating snails, and everybody was giving him a hard time about it.
Well, they were when he gets back.
And ordered some reconstituted strawberries from World War II that he's going to take and make Anna eat because she's making him eat all this other stuff.
Them strawberries might be better, but then again, I've never eaten any snails, so we'll have to see.
Never eaten any either. I've never eaten reconstituted strawberries, but I'm going to say both of them's going to be an absolute last resort. And the snails are going to be the one behind the strawberries. It was fun last night. It was just everybody giving him a hard time.
Probably went on the chat session after the net.
It was there in the rag chew portion of the net. I don't think they actually made it to the round circle, the round table afterwards.
Awesome trip.
With you. I'm looking forward to hearing about it when he gets back.
I'm kind of missing him in the mornings, but I'm glad that he ain't on in the mornings. That means he had a decent night's sleep.
I'm just glad that somebody can get some sleep. I'm getting to where I just despise getting up this early in the morning.
About 15 more years and you can retire.
More than that, because unless I do something on my own, I've got to work till I'm 70.
And it'll be like, dang, where did all those years go?
4 more years.
Going, I probably got about that many more to myself.
I was to retire at 60 on my own, but I'm not going to make it.
But nowadays, it's just so darn tough. I'd ordered a pump back in September, and it was supposed to come in this week, and now I see they changed the delivery to January 28th.
Looking through some back orders yesterday for a customer, I ordered him a 15-millimeter extra long, just a combination wrench. Nothing special, not even ratcheting, nothing, just a regular combination wrench. December the 31st is the projected date for it to be at the warehouse.
It's a 15-millimeter on it.
A 15-millimeter is a pretty common wrench. Using on a lot of stuff. Oil drain plugs, suspension parts, head bolts, accessory bolts. I mean, it's used everywhere through the car.
Oddball one on my Chrysler on the calipers. Seems like it was like an 18, and I had to go get an 18.
Especially on domestic vehicles, a 15 is really common. Some of your imports use it, but it's mainly domestic.
Week sometime I'll be maybe moving my neighbor back down the mountain back to the house that he just left.
How come?
He work out with relatives up there, it looks like, so he's just going to do month to month here at the place that he's at.
Moving just within a week back to the same place, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, tell me about it. And then my sister was going to dog sit for me next week, but BMW told her she's got to leave Sunday for Illinois for 2 weeks.
Need me to come by and check on the dog? I don't mind. I can do it of a morning or an afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but since they're going to be moving back, the lady's going to go ahead. She's just going to stay at the house and for me and watch her.
Let's make sure somebody's there to help take care of it.
I appreciate it.
You're fairly quiet on the radio. Chad won't be here. You won't be here. So half the gang will be missing. Ed still ain't back.
Acquired her. I mean, we hadn't heard Bill on here in the morning. Have you heard from him?
No, I haven't heard from him in a little while. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Celebrating with Georgia leading the pack there in football.
It is.
He got his HF ticket. Maybe he's just spending time on HF and not worrying about us.
Who knows? I mean, life gets in the way of everything, it seems like, anymore.
I haven't seen that. KN4 TFW.
From Mike? Been lately?
From him since I talked to him on the phone when I was looking for that part for that diesel truck.
Yeah, last night, talking about moving up here from Florida, and he was asking about the radio reception over here in Flat Rock. Well, that's where what I call the black hole of Henderson County.
Definitely some dead spots there. I know right there on Wadehampton, if you pull into the Zaxby's and get like in the back and over there on the right hand side there where the pickup window is, you can forget about it. It ain't happening.
And if you can make it into the repeater with a handy talkie from up here, in a lot of locations you can, but not in Flat Rock.
Good antenna to make the repeater?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what gets in the way of reception there, because the best I could tell, you're fairly clear line of sight to the repeater.
Little hill. If I'm not mistaken, the antenna used to be a little bit higher up than it is now, and I think they lowered it down a little bit for some reason.
Been interfering with something else.
It was terrible on Wadehampton last night. They, right there where they're building that new dealership, I don't know what they were doing. They had the inside, the left-hand lane blocked off on both, you know, north and southbound lanes. And it started all the way back there, I don't know, between right there at the Lyman town limits. It started and went all the way up past that new dealership.
No telling, but I imagine it won't be long before they go ahead and continue to make that six lanes all the way out through there.
And then that's all over. I don't know if you ever get on Stallings Road over there in Taylor's. It runs back through Pebble Creek and that, but they wanted to build a 147 home subdivision an add-on 43 acres there, and the people are bowing up about it.
We need to do something about some of that housing back through there until they fix the roads. I tell you what, they're getting overloaded like 290. They need to do something about it bad.
That's right, until they get all the houses in and the traffic gets really bad, and then start to work on it.
So, again, I'm getting up here into the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a good day. I will keep an eye out for you this afternoon, and hope everything goes smooth for you. 7-3, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.
You have an awesome day, and I'll catch you later. KN4, TFW.